From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Criticism from Turkey's Prime Minister. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday criticized the UN Security Council and the international community for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. More than 30 organizations, including researchers, academic journals, and funding organizations, have agreed to share data on the Zika virus. They have signed an agreement committing themselves to ensuring that any information relevant to combating Zika is made free and open, available to the international community as soon as is feasibly possible. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have dropped out of the race for the Republican nomination. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Dikwa. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. Two blew themselves up. The third changed her mind and surrendered to police. This is VOA News.